Hello, yes.
Nicholas, is that you?
Yes, who is it?
It's Felix here.
Oh, God. Hello, Felix, what do you want? Look, I don't know what time it is where you are, but it's the middle of the night where I am.
Yes, I know, I'm sorry about that, but I wanted to be certain of finding you in. I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
What?
About Stevens.
What's he done? Himself thrown into some Turkish prison?
It's worse than that, I'm afraid, Nicholas. He's dead. We got the news just half an hour ago.
Gone. Well, how did it happen?
Well, apparently he drowned. I don't really know any details.
Where was this?
Somewhere in Crete. Hello? Nicholas?
Yes, I'm here. Where in Crete?
No, I don't remember the name offhand. It seems Stephen and his hippie friends were living in some caves in the hillside.
In Matala.
Yes, that's right, Matala. Do you know it?
Yes, there's half a dozen rows of prehistoric tombs carved into the hills on one side of the bay. The hippies still congregate there every summer. It's exactly the sort of place where Steve would finish up. Oh, hell. Did you say drowned?
Apparently.
Well, Steve wouldn't drown. He could swim like a fish.
I told you, Nicholas, I've had no real details. What we have to accept is that he's dead.
Yes. Well, I shouldn't imagine that presents you with too much of a problem, does it, Felix?
Yes, all right, Nicholas. I won't be hypocritical. I can't pretend that I think that Stephen will be a great loss to humanity.
He was worth 10 of you, you cold bastard.
No, naturally. He drifted round the world, never doing a day's useful work, scrounging a living from his boyish smile, and indulging himself wherever and whenever the fancy took him. I simply got on with the mundane task of earning enough money to keep his sister and, on occasion, himself in the style to which they had become accustomed. Naturally, he was worth 10 of me.
Yes, all right. Look. Well, thanks for ringing. Give my... Well, look, tell Anne I'm very sorry.
Actually, Nicholas, we were rather hoping you could do something for us.
What?
Well, there's the question of the body, you see. Bringing it back for burial.
Yes?
Well, unfortunately, I have some very crucial negotiations going on at the moment. I really can't afford to be away, even for a day.
I see. So you want me to take Anne out there for you?
Well, Anne isn't really up to it either, I'm afraid. It's a question of the children. And you are... You were his cousin. Well, of course, if it's too much bother...
Felix, I really would rather not go back to Crete unless it's absolutely necessary.
You surprise me. I've always understood you thought it was the most wonderful place on earth.
It is. There are some people there I just don't want to meet again.
Oh, for heaven's sake, you'll only be there a day, two at the most. You can accomplish more in hours than Anne and I could in days. Quite apart from any question of moral responsibility.
Moral responsibility? Me?
Well, not exactly. But you can't deny that if you hadn't instilled in him some of your own fascination for grubbing about in the mud for objects of no possible practical value, he would never have found himself in that part of the world in the first place.
Let me get this right. You're saying that because I'm an archaeologist and managed to get Stephen to share my interest in ancient civilizations, and because that may be part of the reason he ended up in Crete, I'm responsible for his death.
No, of course not. There's very little point in our arguing, Nicholas. Anyway, this is hardly the time for it. Are you prepared to go or not?
Yes, I'll go.
Thank you. We'd appreciate it.
Oh, don't bother. I'm doing it for Stephen. Frankly, the thought of either you or Anne attending to his last rites turns my stomach. Oh, hell. My God, Erica.
Yes, my God, Erica. It's all right. I've been stood up before. I never mind, as long as it's an absolutely impeccable reason.
I forgot.
That's not an absolutely impeccable reason.
Come in.
Oh, is this what I've been stood up for? A solitary session with a whiskey bottle and a little moody music. Or what would I see if I went into the bedroom?
A half-packed suitcase.
What? Nick, are you all right?
No. Not really. Excuse me. Do you want a drink?
No, but I'll have one. Martini. What's wrong?
Remember my cousin, Stephen? You met him at that party. You know, the one you said was too good-looking to be true?
Yes, I remember.
He's dead.
Oh.
Yeah, he was out in Crete and he managed to get himself drowned somehow. My brother-in-law wants me to fly out there and bring the body home.
Oh, Nick, I am sorry.
There you go.
Oh, thanks. Well, when do you go?
There's a flight at 3:00. Yeah, listen, Erica. Yeah, I'm sorry, I should have rung you.
No, it's all right. You were pretty close, weren't you?
Yeah. Yes, we were. It's funny, really, because as kids, we never saw each other more than once every 2 years. It's only the last few years that...
What's wrong, Nick?
That's a bit of a silly question, isn't it?
Yes. All right. I'll help you pack, shall I?
No, it's a classically simple little tale. Spoiled rotten by rich parents when young, then father walks out, mother turns bitter, and money slowly dries up. No, I don't need that.
Oh, okay.
They just reacted in different ways, that's all. Anne went as hard as nails, set out to marry money, and pulled it off beautifully. Now she lives in Surrey and cheats on her husband ever so discreetly from time to time. Yeah, suppose that's what turned her against Steve. She hadn't the guts to be really decadent herself, so she couldn't bear it in him.
I've got a feeling you rather admired your decadent cousin.
No, I didn't admire him. I just... Well, I'll tell you one thing. He had a hell of a feeling for archaeology. I took him along on a couple of digs, too. He had a real instinct for it.
Mm. Look, Nick, what else is bugging you?
Nothing's bugging me.
All right, let me put it another way. We've been going out together 3 months, during which we've had some very nice times together, in and out of bed. But there comes a time in every relationship when it either goes forward or stops going altogether. Well, is that funny?
No, it isn't funny. Oh, God, Erica. You certainly picked a great time to start pushing things.
Yes, I know. I'm sorry, but it's just that I've got a feeling there never would be a right time with you. You were in Crete before, weren't you? For a year. Is that where she is?
Who?
Oh, please, Nick, I don't know who. I don't know what her name is, or what she does, or what she looks like. But I'm not a complete bloody idiot.
Yeah. She's out there. I'm not going to see her.
Why not?
I don't want to.
Well, I think you should, Nick. For your own sake. Go and see her. And get her out of your system. Or right back into it. Or whatever. And then give me a ring when you get back.
Mr. Hollister, I'm sorry to keep you waiting. My name is Tavrakis. I'm senior officer of police here in Matala.
Pleased to meet you, Captain.
Sit down, please.
Thank you.
My sergeant tells me your Greek is excellent. He was most impressed.
I'm an archaeologist. I was working on the Festos dig. And a Mykos Petridis.
Oh, I have met him, yes. He lives not many miles from here. Oh. Though not actually inside my, what would you call it?
Jurisdiction.
Jurisdiction, yes. A very wealthy man.
Very.
But one, I think, who spends his money well. It is nice for us to have a homegrown archaeologist. We have here, of course, the treasure house of history. And yet we must ask foreigners to come and dig it up for us.
Yes.
It is a pity you will renew your acquaintanceship under such tragic circumstances.
Oh, I don't... Well, I don't think I'll be feeling like any social visit.
Of course. Well, then, there are some things we must attend to, the most distressing of which is that I must ask you for formal identification of the body.
He looks so...
I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say young.
Yes, the dead often look very innocent. more so than any of us can look in life. It is definitely your cousin.
Hmm? Oh, yes. Definitely.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
No, no, it's all right. Captain?
Yes?
That gash on the side of his head.
Quiet. Mr. Hollister, I must be honest with you. When we first contacted your embassy, there was little doubt in our minds that your cousin died of a simple drowning accident. But since that time, there have been one or two developments.
Well, how do you mean, developments?
Well, for one thing, we assumed that the gash you saw was caused by the body being washed against the foot of the cliffs. But now, an autopsy has shown that the wound was inflicted sometime before death occurred.
I see.
And then again, there was the possibility that your cousin was simply a very bad swimmer, but I believe this was not the case.
No, he was an excellent swimmer.
Quite, and his companions confirmed this. Mr. Hollister, as you know, the sea at Matala is warm and blue and peaceful. There are no tides, no freak currents to ensnare even the weakest of swimmers. And here we have the strongest of swimmers, with no trace of debilitating substances and a gash on the side of the head, which cannot be accounted for.
Yeah.
Now, shall we go back upstairs?
Well, perhaps he hit his head on a submerged rock. No, of course, there are no submerged rocks in Matala.
There are, of course, the cliffs themselves.
Oh, yes.
But his clothes were found in the center of the beach, many meters away from the foot of the cliff.
So what are you saying? It wasn't an accident?
Oh, no. I can't say that for certain. No, only that things might be more, clear-cut, as you say. Mm.
Does this mean I won't be able to take the body back with me today?
Oh, you could not do that in any case, Mr. Hollister. Certain documents must be signed and countersigned. This will take till tomorrow morning at the earliest. But after that, we have performed an autopsy. I cannot see how retaining possession of the body will help us get any nearer to what actually happened.
So, what will you do?
There is very little I can do. Oh, perhaps I should not have spoken to you of this. I may merely have raised unpleasant doubts in your mind, which can never be fully settled.
No. I'd rather know the truth.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
Fancy the guided tour?
The what?
Guided tour of the prehistoric dwelling of Matala.
50 drachma.
Sorry, but you're not exactly my idea of a member of the Cretan Tourist Board.
Oh, well, worth a try, wasn't it?
Anyway, they're not prehistoric dwellings. They're prehistoric tombs.
Yeah, that's what Steve always said. Anyway, I keep the right
out. You mean Steve Hollister, do you?
Yeah, that's right.
You're a friend of Steve's, were you?
Who are you, then?
Well, I'm Nick Hollister, Steve's cousin.
Oh, yeah. Cousin Nick. He was always going on about you. Hey, listen, man, I'm sorry about Steve. That was a bad scene.
Yeah, bad scene. Look,
Greg.
Greg, how did it happen?
The only way I can figure it, he must have got hold of something and been flying blind. I mean, he was one hell of a swimmer, man.
Yeah, I know. Did he often go swimming by himself?
Yeah, it was a big thing with Steve. I think that guy must have been fueled by nuclear energy, you know. I mean, even after a really heavy session when the rest of us were really dead, he'd be up at sunset, stark naked, charge down to the
naked?
Beach.
Naked?
Yeah.
Well, I thought... Well, they told me they found his clothes on the beach.
Yeah, it's funny that. Well, I don't know, maybe it was cold that morning.
And he always went alone?
Not always. Sometimes Candy went with him. Not to swim, though, she'd just sit on the beach and watch him.
Candy?
Steve's old lady. Well, she reckoned she was, anyway. I mean, she didn't go that morning, though. She was still spaced out in her sleeping bag when they found the body.
Where can I find this Candy? Hello? Anybody about? Candy? Candy, I'm Nick Hollister. I'm Steve's cousin.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Nick. Steve isn't here, you know. Yeah, no, I know.
No, he's not here. Hey, you want to turn on? I got some great stuff.
No, thanks.
Yeah, well, I gotta turn on. I feel terrible. Yeah,
listen, Candy.
How do you know my name? Did Steve write you about me?
No, but then he never wrote to me about anything. Look, Candy, could we talk about Steve?
What's to talk about? The bitch killed him. End of story.
What?
Hey, do you like rich people?
Yeah, some of them.
I don't like rich people. I mean, I don't like me, and that must be because I'm rich. Because why else wouldn't I like me? Actually, I'm not rich. Actually, I'm very, very poor. Daddy's the one who's rich. Daddy's very, very rich.
Candy, what did you mean about...
Steve liked rich people. He loved rich people. I mean, he loved them. You got a match? I can't find a match.
Yeah, somewhere.
See, he fooled all of the others. They thought he'd turned his back on all that crap like the rest of us. English public school, ruling class. But see, I knew him, Steve. Sure, he'd rather bum around than scratch out a 9-to-5er. Sure he would. But what he really wanted was to be rich. Oh, that's good. You really don't want any?
No, I really don't. Candy.
Hey, you know what they thought? You know what they all thought when he used to go off by himself at night? That he was meditating.
Where was he going?
I told you. The big, beautiful villa on the hillside to sip the wine and sniff the oleanders and talk about the bitch.
They're the rich people, are they? In the big, beautiful villa.
That's right. I told you. She's the one that killed Steve.
What makes you say that?
Because he went there the night before, and he never came back.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. Why would I say it if I wasn't sure?
Well, Greg reckons you were on some kind of trip that night.
Yeah, but I'd know if he'd come back. I'd know it.
Have you been to the police?
Hey, you really don't know about rich people, do you? One time, back home, my big brother got really stoned and took off down the highway at 120 miles an hour. He hit some poor old drifter so bad they had to cut both his legs off. Daddy fixed it, so he not only didn't go to jail, it didn't even make the papers.
Murder's different.
Yeah, it's different. It costs more.
No, not Stavrakis. There isn't enough money in the world.
So you tell him.
Why? Why would they want to kill him?
How do I know? He was laying her, right? Maybe he got tired of it, so she killed him. Or her old man found out and he killed him. Or maybe he was laying him and she found out.
Oh, for God's sake, Candy.
You knew Steve. He liked everybody to have a good time. So, you gonna talk to him?
Stavrakis? I don't know. Who are these people, anyway?
Some smooth Greek with a lot of money his daddy made and a real thing about archaeology. That's how Steve got to know him in the first place.
Not Mikos Petridis.
Yeah, you know him. Hey, that's right. You're into all that stuff, aren't you? Steve said. Do you know his old lady, too? She's English.
Yeah. I've met her.
Yeah. Funny, you know? Because she looks really dark and Greek and everything. But she's a real English bitch, all right. You know, the kind that puts you down just by looking at you. Of course, Steve just loved women like that. He said they were the kind that always went really wild when you got them in the hay.
Yes, Stephen always did have a simplistic streak.
You mean it isn't true?
I didn't say that.
Yes? Oh, Mr. Hollister, please come in. Oh, well, you must be psychic, do you say? I have here the papers just arrived for your signature. Please, sit down.
Thank you, Captain.
So, did they tell you anything of interest?
Hmm?
Your cousin's friends?
Oh, no. No, not really.
Ah, pity. Naturally, they shrink from the police as though from a virus. But I thought you, perhaps, would...
Well, they did seem rather surprised that he drowned, but... Well, that's all.
Ah.
There you are.
Thank you, Mr. Hollister.
Do I still have to stay till tomorrow?
I fear so, yes.
Right, well, I think I'll hire a car and drive out to the Petridis' villa, say hello.
Of course. It's just 3 miles before Gortina. You will know Gortina, right?
Yes, I used to think in many ways it was the most exciting sight in Crete.
Ah, there we are in agreement. Yes, Festos is charming, Knossos impressive, to the extent of being overpowering. But nowhere, I think, can you find, as you do in Gortina, the sense of history as a series of great waves, Minoan, classical Greece, Roman, Byzantine, all coming in their power to leave their traces in the sand.
I can't imagine an inspector on the Met talking that way about London.
No, well, it is impossible, I think, to be born in Crete and not have a sense of history. Ah, if it is some years since you were here, you will not have seen the latest find at Gortina, the Temple of Artemis.
No, I haven't. Well, I imagine it's much the same as the Temple of Apollo.
The temple itself, yes, it's even smaller. But the statue of Artemis, oh, that is something different.
Different from the other statues, then?
I think so, yes. I think it is the work of great craftsmen. It has a quality that I think is not usual in the carvings of classical Greece. Enormous vitality. Almost the quality of sensuality.
Not exactly fitting for a goddess of chastity.
No, perhaps not. The head, I think, would have been something fascinating to behold.
They took that too, did they?
The Saracens, oh yes. As with the heads of many of the Gorti statues. When the wave rushes in, many things are broken. Do you know, I sometimes have a picture for myself of these heads sitting forlornly in some glass case of an African museum, or gazing out from an alcove over the home of some wealthy Arab and dreaming of mountains and olive trees. So, if you wish to call your friends, you are welcome to use this telephone.
No. Actually, I think I'll just drive out to Gortina and have a look at this statue of yours.
Oh, yes, do.
Then if I definitely decide to see them, I'll call them later.
As you wish. I will arrange about your car.
It is beautiful, isn't it?
Becky.
It's all right. I'm quite real.
How did you know I'd be here?
I didn't know you'd be here. We live a mile away in the hills. Whenever I come for a walk by myself, I usually end up here. Are you coming to see us?
Yes, probably.
Probably? Actually, I was surprised you hadn't rung us before this.
You knew I was here? Oh, yes, of course. Mikos still has all his contacts.
Mikos still has many friends, yes. Why didn't you ring?
Actually, I didn't know until an hour ago that you'd even met Steve.
Didn't he write to you?
No. I didn't even know that he was in Crete.
Yes, I suppose that was Steve. But couldn't you guess we'd be the first people he'd come to see?
Well, because you were friends of mine.
Obviously.
That's funny. I just got it fixed in my head that you must have run into him by accident.
I'm very sorry about Steve, Nick. We both are. We liked him a lot.
Yeah.
So, what do you think of our latest find?
It's wonderful.
Mikos says it reminds him of me. I'm not altogether sure I should be flattered.
I can't imagine you losing your head like that. Over anything.
That's a bit cheap, isn't it?
Sorry.
And not very accurate, as you should know better than anybody.
What did Steve think? Did he think the statue looked like you?
I've really no idea. So, would you really not have got in touch with us if you'd found out we knew him?
Probably.
Why ever not?
I don't know.
Well, there must be a reason.
Oh, yes, there must be a reason. You don't change, do you, Becky? You always had to know why people do things.
I never had to know why people did things. I just like to be certain that they knew why they did things.
Yes, well, you know, that was never a strong point.
I thought you might have changed.
Do people change?
Oh, yes, I think so, when it's in their own best interests. Look, why don't you drive me back to the villa and stay to supper? I know Mikos is dying to see you. Nick, before we get there...
Yes?
In your usual fashion, you've avoided coming straight out with it, but you seem to be very bitter about something. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but it was you who left me, wasn't it? I mean, my memory isn't playing tricks with me.
If you're saying it was me who wanted to end it, yes. Your memory is playing tricks with you.
You left.
After being presented with your delightful little ultimatum.
I didn't give you an ultimatum. I gave you a choice.
Yeah, great choice. Marry me or go to hell.
At the time, I thought you understood.
At the time, I did understand. That's what makes me so bloody sick if you really want to know. I don't like being made a fool of any more than anyone else.
Nobody made a fool of you.
Oh, really? You seem to make an amazingly rapid recovery from your all-consuming passion.
Believe it or not, I was absolutely shattered after you'd gone. Mikros was so kind.
Oh, for God's sake, Becky. I wouldn't blame you for falling into bed with Mikros. I wouldn't have blamed you for falling into bed with half the island. I went a bit mad myself after I got home, but I didn't marry anyone.
Oh, I see. That's your scenario, is it? Scheming little husband hunter.
How long was it after I left? 6 weeks?
2 months.
Oh, sorry.
Of course, the only thing wrong with your theory is that if that was all I was after, why didn't I set my cap for Mikos all along?
Oh, I never denied that I was probably the first choice.
Nick, I think all things considered, it might be better if you just finished what you came to do and went home.
What was Steve doing here the night before he died?
What do you mean, what was he doing here?
It's a pretty straightforward question.
He just came to dinner, that's all.
That's okay. I'll ask Mikos.
What do you mean? What was he doing here?
Yes. Yes. All right, Constantine. If necessary, remind him that his suppliers are also my suppliers. And that if it comes to it, I'm sure they would rather hang on to an order worth millions rather than one worth a few thousand. He will understand.
Mikos!
In here, darling. All right. And call me back as soon as it is done. This has already dragged on far too long.
Look who I found mooning about in the ruins.
Nick! Nick! How wonderful to see you. And he hasn't changed, has he, Becky? Not one day older.
Neither of you. Either of you.
Who were you being ruthless to on the phone just now, darling?
There's a man who has some land I need rather urgently. He thinks he can hold me to ransom. Obviously, I must protect my interests.
Obviously.
So, Nick, come and drink with us on our veranda.
That view is amazing. When did you move out here?
Oh, 4 or 5 years ago, soon after Spiros was born. Rebecca believes it is better for children to grow up in the country than in the city.
How did Katrina react to the move?
Mother? Mother, of course, disapproves. She regards it as one more attempt on my part to disown my peasant origins.
That didn't stop her commandeering the biggest and best bedroom in the place.
Well, what can you do? Mothers are mothers.
Greek mothers certainly are. I must go and say goodnight to the children. Nick, will you be staying to dinner?
Rebecca, what are you saying, stay to dinner? He will stay for the night.
Oh, no.
Why? What arrangements have you made?
Well, none.
Well, then, Rebecca.
I'll tell them.
So, you met by the statue of Artemis?
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
I joke with Rebecca that she has many affinities with it. But I think there is some truth in the joke, don't you think?
Well, maybe. I can't really see it. Mind you, if ever they found the head, you'd probably discover that they've made her look like some moon-faced virgin anyway.
You think that is possible?
Well, I should think it's more than likely.
No, no, no. I mean that the head could be found.
Oh. Oh, sure, yes. I mean, all you have to do is to comb every inch of ground between here and the Himalayas. Always assuming it hasn't been broken up to strengthen someone's foundations.
You think the Saracens took it?
Why? Have you got some sort of theory?
Tonight, after dinner, I will show you something.
That's funnily enough. I was talking about the head earlier on today. With a policeman called Stavrakis.
Stavrakis, yes, I know him. Nick, I've not yet said anything about your cousin, but what is there to say? We were both greatly shocked, and we are both deeply sorry.
Thank you.
We spoke of you many times. He was devoted to you.
He came here a lot, did he?
Oh, of course, 2-3 times a week.
I wouldn't have thought you'd have that much time for him.
What are you saying? You were his teacher. You had done well with him. We had many invigorating discussions.
About archaeology?
Of course. What is wrong, Nick?
Oh, nothing.
Have you been talking to the little American girl?
Well, Candy. I met her, yes.
Yeah.
Why?
She came at first with Stephen 2-3 times, but I think the conversation swiftly bored her, so she stopped coming. It made her angry, I think, that Stephen continued to come.
Why should that make her angry?
Oh, why do you think? She adored Stephen. His feelings for her were much less strong. Naturally, she resented this demonstration of her lack of power. Also, naturally, she convinced herself that we were, what you say, a bad influence.
What sort of bad influence?
Oh, Nick, you have met the girl. She has guilt because of her father's money. She's an unhappy child. Also, I think she was jealous of Rebecca.
Why? Because of Stephen?
No, of course not. Not directly. Just jealous of a woman who was so many things she could never be. Of course, it is possible that she might have made up some story or other in her mind. What did she say to you?
Is it good?
Yes. Yes, it's delicious.
Katrina's too modest to say, but she must take all the credit.
What? You cooked all this, Katrina?
I supervise, yes.
The kitchen is Katrina's undisputed kingdom. Cooking was never my strong point, as I expect you remember.
Yes, I remember.
A woman who cannot cook. Ridiculous.
Rebecca has many talents, Mother. How fortunate that you are here to make good her one deficiency.
Well, I will not always be here. Then what will you do? Pay someone else to do it, I suppose.
I expect so, Katrina. Just like we pay someone else to drive you around the island in a nice big car.
You are all so clever nowadays. Too clever to get married. Or if you do, the women are too clever to cook and scrub the floors.
And when did you last scrub a floor, Mother?
I marry your father when I am 18. And for 10 years I scrubbed and cooked until he makes it that I don't have to scrub no more. And until the day he died, no food passed his lips that has not been prepared by me. What do you think of that?
I think he was a very lucky man.
You are so polite. The English are so polite.
Well, don't make it sound like an insult, Mother.
You too, Michas, you are so polite. Where is your fire? Where is your father's fire?
It isn't fire you need in business nowadays, Mother. It's oil.
You know about his father, eh?
Well, of course.
When he was 20, he was a peasant. When he was 30, he was third richest man on the island. Now, what do you think of that?
Remarkable.
Remarkable. Yes, remarkable. But that is the kind of man he was.
Yeah, well, it takes one kind of man to build up a business and another kind to keep it ticking over smoothly.
Ticking over? If his father had lived, he would by now have owned the island and half the mainland as well. Instead, what does my son do? He grubs around in the dirt for worthless trinkets. Now, what kind of an occupation is that for a grown man, I ask you?
It's no good asking Nick, Mother. He's an archaeologist as well.
Oh, yes. I forget.
Really, Katrina? And you're always telling us what a wonderful memory you have.
I am cold.
Do you want your shawl, Mother?
I'll ring for Dimitri, shall I?
No need. I will go to bed now.
What, already, Mother?
Yes, already. I am a peasant. I get up with the sun and go down with it also. Your guest will excuse me, I am sure.
Yes, of course. I'll see you in the morning, shall I?
Of course you will, Nick, unless Katrina has one of her headaches.
Headaches?
I am an old woman. Sometimes in the morning, I do not feel too well.
Sometimes she has to stay in bed nearly till lunchtime. You can imagine how her peasant blood cries out against that.
Well, good night then, Mother. Yes, Dimitri, what is it?
Telephone for you, sir. Mr. Andrinos.
Yes, I told Constantine to get in touch with me the minute the Papalos business came to a head. Will you excuse me for a few minutes, Nick?
Yes, of course.
Mother, I'll walk you to the foot of the stairs.
Katrina doesn't change.
No, she doesn't, the bitch. Or are you another who thinks she's a character?
Oh, no, like you, whenever I hear anybody described as a bit of a character, I make a mental resolution never to go anywhere near them.
You know, I have it on good authority that while he was alive, Papa Patrides could never do a thing to please her. It's only since he died that he's become the model of everything manly and admirable. I sometimes think he only started the business to get away from the sound of her voice. I wouldn't mind if it wasn't for the effect it has on Mikos. She She really has him believing all this stuff about not being half the man his father was.
And is he?
Three times the man, in my opinion. I like men who are good at what they do. I liked it in you. I like it in Mikos.
And what they do doesn't make any difference?
Of course, up to a point.
Well, go on with what you're saying.
Oh, doesn't matter.
No, please, go on. I'm interested.
Oh, it's nothing. It's just that that old cow has got him believing that he's somehow no better than a barely adequate caretaker, just about managing to stop a work of genius from falling apart altogether.
Well, I suppose we all take what we can do for granted and worry about the things we can't do.
Do you know who he'd really like to be?
No.
You.
Me?
Well, not necessarily you personally, but somebody like you. You should have seen him when your last book came out. A real mixture of wistful admiration and naked envy.
You mean he fancies himself as a serious archaeologist? Sorry, I didn't mean it to come out quite like that.
No, that's all right. You see him as just another crass millionaire trying to buy himself a bit of cultural respectability by paying for other men's efforts. Don't worry. It's the way he sees himself.
But that's ridiculous.
Last year, he wrote a paper. Some theory he has about the time when the Byzantines drove out the Saracens. He read it to the local archaeological society.
Oh, God. Was it a disaster?
Oh, no. Worse, in a way. They listened very politely and clapped very politely at the end. Partly because of who he was, of course. But it was a perfectly respectable paper. It would have got him a second-class degree at any second-class university.
Why does it matter to him so much?
Because he wants to achieve something in his own right, the way his father did. The way you have.
Me? Well, I haven't done anything of it.
What did you mean in the car? That remark about Steve?
I don't know exactly.
I mean, why shouldn't he be here the night before he drowned? He had to be somewhere. Why make such a big thing about it?
Why are you making such a big thing of it?
Me? I'm not making anything of it.
Sorry to have been away so long.
That's all right.
Rebecca. You don't mind if I steal Nick from you now? I promised him a surprise.
What's this, the wine cellar?
Wait, I'll switch on the light.
The wine cellar, yes. But I keep part of it as a storeroom. So, what do you think of Rebecca after all these years,
Well, she seems very well.
Very happy.
I think she is happy, yes.
She's obviously crazy about her kids.
We both are. I'm glad that you came, Nick. It's good that you and Rebecca should meet again. Now we are all older and wiser and can all be friends.
So, what was it you wanted to show me?
In here. Just wait while I unlock the cabinet.
Since when have you taken to keeping your finds locked away in the cellar?
You'll see why in a moment. Here. What do you make of this?
This?
Mm-hmm. Well, 10th century Saracen small coin. There are hundreds of these about.
More like thousands. The sort of coin that might have made up the wages of an ordinary foot soldier, you think?
Yes, exactly.
And this?
It's obviously a scimitar. Mm-hmm. Fairly crude, standard issue for Saracen troops, I would have thought.
Quite. Now, what do you make of this, huh?
Wonderful carving. Now, that really is lovely. Where'd it come from?
In a moment. Would you like to put a date on it?
Well, if I had to, I'd say somewhere between 500 BC and 66 BC.
Yes, yes. My tests say about 500. Would it surprise you to learn that I find all three artifacts in exactly the same place?
Well, it might. Anywhere but in Crete. You mean at the same level?
At exactly the same level.
Well, that is a bit more surprising, but... Well, there could be all sorts of explanations.
They were found on the bare ground, deep in a cave not half a mile from here, two-thirds of the way up the mountain you were looking at an hour ago from our veranda.
What the hell were they doing up there?
Listen, Nick. You know the history of this island as well as I. The Romans were gentlemen. They were not artists, but they had a respect for art. They left most of the works of the Greeks as they found them. For 600 years, Roman aqueducts and Greek temples stood side by side happily. Then came the Saracens.
Not gentlemen.
Not gentlemen. Then back came Rome in the shape of the Byzantine Empire, driving the Saracens before them. And when the Saracens fled, they took with them everything they could carry. Jewels, paintings, pottery, and the heads of every statue unearthed at Gortina. All scattered across northern Africa and the Middle East.
Yes.
Think, Nick. The officers, the generals, they have no problems transporting their booty. They have carts to take it to the sea and boats to carry it to Africa. But a common fighting man, as always, he must make do with what he can stuff inside his tunic. Unless... imagine a foot soldier, more intelligent than most. All around the island is in ferment. Men fleeing here, battles being fought there. Remember, there have been 8 months of this. Now, imagine you are that soldier. Even now, you do not know whether even this assault may not be successfully repulsed. What would you do if you are not the sort of man to settle for trinkets?
Well, I might get together with a few mates, collect the biggest pile of loot I could lay my hands
exactly.
on.
Exactly. And hide it away somewhere safe until the carnage is over. There will have been great destruction, great looting. Who will ask questions about one pile of booty, more or less? And then, if the Saracens are victorious, or if they return in a few years with a stronger army, as they might well have done...
pick it up again safely and quietly when the moment's right.
Yes! Yes, Nick! Exactly, yes.
Well, there's nothing wrong with it as a theory.
But?
Well... it's a hell of a lot to build on a couple of Saracen relics and a Greek statuette. Isn't it more likely that, well, say, one ordinary soldier whose only bit of loot was this statuette hid himself away in the cave and, well, I don't know, he died there.
Nick, listen. A peasant brought me the coin because he knows that I'm interested in such things. I go to see for myself, deep into the cave. For a long time I find nothing. I'm almost ready to give up. I squeeze down a narrow passageway, and I find the sword and the statuette within a few feet of each other. And just beyond it, a fall of rock.
Yeah.
Nick, I swear that rock fall was not natural. I am not a geologist, but I swear it was not natural. Someone had engineered it to seal off the rest of the tunnel. Can you imagine what might lie beyond that rock?
Have you been to the museum about this?
Not yet, no. First I will look behind that rock. Then, if I am right, that will be plenty of time to contact the museum.
No, no, come on, Mikos. Look, clearing an underground rockfall is a bloody dangerous occupation without masses of expert help. You can't exactly keep it in the dark.
I can, if I own the mountain.
What?
I say I'm in the middle of negotiations to buy the mountain.
Can you really do that?
Oh, yes. These things can be arranged.
Well, doesn't anybody want to know why?
No. They understand that I might naturally wish to purchase land which adjoins that which I already own.
Just a little extension to the garden, as it were. You know, I think this is the first time I've realized what being rich really means.
It is useful.
Yes. For God's sake, why, Mikas? I mean, if you're right, it's a great piece of deduction, and, well, you deserve the credit for it, but, I mean, we're not exactly short on artifacts of that particular period. I mean, you're not exactly going to make archaeological history.
That all depends on what is down there.
Tell me, did you tell Stephen?
Stephen? No. Why do you ask?
Well... you said you used to have all these fascinating archaeological chats.
Yes, he was interesting and informed, but still an amateur. He would not have had the professional's code.
You mean you couldn't trust him not to go shouting his mouth off all over the place?
Well, he was your cousin, Nick. You knew him. Would you have said he was the kind of man you can trust with a secret?
Would you have said that I was?
Oh, yes, Nick. I think with a secret, you are entirely to be trusted.
Nick.
Mm?
Nick, wake up.
What?
Shh. It's me.
Becky.
I must talk to you.
Oh. is this altogether a good idea? Supposing Mikos wakes up?
It doesn't matter. We have separate rooms.
Oh. So, what do you want to talk to me about?
Those enigmatic remarks you made in the car about Stephen...
Stavrakis doesn't think Stephen drowned by accident. Neither do I.
But what's that got to do with us?
Well, he came here to dinner that night. The next time anybody saw him, he was floating face downwards in the bay.
What nonsense. His friends, that American.
No, nobody.
I see. Well, I'm surprised Davrakis hasn't already been to see us.
I don't think he knows about your connection with Stephen. In fact, I don't think anybody does except Candy. And she wouldn't tell the police which direction the sun came from.
Candy, yes. I bet she painted a lovely picture of me.
With justification. Substantial share in the Petridis millions.
Yes, if you like. It certainly makes for a comfortable life. But if I want excitement, I have to look elsewhere from time to time.
Oh, for God's sake, Becky.
You, of all people, to judge me. Anyway, the point is, are you going to tell Stavrakis?
I may have to.
Why?
Don't you see? If Steve was killed, then it gives Mikos a perfect motive. You too, for that matter.
You can't be serious.
I know. It sounds crazy even while I'm saying it. But...
Nick, he left here at 12 o'clock. A little drunk, but otherwise in perfect health. And Mikos and I went straight to bed.
In your separate rooms.
All right, Nick. It's up to you. I've given you a confidence. If you choose to turn it into a weapon, there's nothing I can do about it.
I didn't ask you to tell me. In fact, I'm not really sure why you did.
That girl, Candy, she uses drugs, doesn't she? God knows what she might blabber out or who to. Something might get to Stavrakis.
So
you could go to Stavrakis and tell him you'd been to see us and were quite certain we had nothing to do with Steve's death.
Oh. Oh, I see. You're telling me the truth to make sure that I stop looking for it. And to make sure that Stavrakis stops looking for it, too.
He'd be looking in the wrong place anyway, so where's the harm?
And what am I supposed to be doing this for? Old time's sake.
There are quite a lot of things you could do for old time's sake. If you wanted to.
Like what?
But don't pretend you've forgotten how good it was with us.
You haven't just changed. You're unrecognizable.
Why not? Mikos won't mind. I'm sure he's expecting it.
Go to hell, Becky.
Hi.
What are you doing out here?
Waiting for you.
All right, get in. How long have you been standing there?
Since sunup. Actually, I've been there all night.
What?
I slept there. I saw you driving out yesterday afternoon. I hadn't figured you'd be away all night.
Neither had I. Your night in the open air seems to have done you good.
I haven't taken anything since I saw you yesterday. So, what did you find out?
How do you know where I've been?
It wasn't hard to figure. You knew them before, didn't you?
Yes, I knew them.
So?
So, nothing. Steve used to go there to talk about archaeology.
Oh, man, you really believe that?
Why not?
They really worked a number on you, didn't they? You asked them about their kinky boat trips?
You didn't say anything about kinky boat trips.
Didn't I?
So what about them?
Listen, you know your friend has a boat.
He's got a whole fleet of them.
No, a private one. He keeps moored down the coast here.
Yes.
So, Steve never knew I knew this, but I was, like, keeping an eye on him, you know? And twice he went down to that boat after dark, and it sailed away and didn't come back till after dark the next day. So, where do you think they went?
By boat from here, the only place you're likely to go is North Africa.
Right.
So what's kinky about that?
Man, don't you know what it's like over there? Listen, before we came here, Steve and I were there for 6 months. Over here, they're so uptight, they can't walk straight. But over there, if you know the right people, you can get anything. I don't just mean dope. I mean people, you know. You can buy people. Men, women, children.
You mean Steve was repaying Mikos' hospitality by fixing him up with the occasional sex orgy?
Who says just Mikos?
I don't believe it.
Sure you don't.
Look, for one thing, if you sail to Africa from here, the first place you'll come to is Libya. Yeah, well, I can't see that lot specializing in kinky parties for decadent Greek millionaires.
Okay, so they went down the coast a bit. Okay, so you don't want to believe it. They were fishing. Yeah, all night fishing. And Steve was really into that.
Ah, Mr. Hollister, come in, please. I am glad you have come.
Everything gone through all right?
No, I am sorry to say, no. Please, sit down. There is a man in Heraklion who must sign the authority for removing your cousin's body. Now, it appears that he is on the mainland, and for some reason, it seems, his deputy does not wish to take the responsibility.
Oh, that's bloody ridiculous.
I entirely agree with you.
Ah, well, I suppose I'd better see about fixing myself up with somewhere to stay.
No, I don't think that will be necessary. When you did not return last night, I assumed you had stayed with your friends, and as soon as I received this news this morning, I rang there, but you had already left. They were most anxious that you should telephone them. I think they wish to extend their hospitality another night.
Villa Petridis?
Hello, Becky.
Nick, I'm so glad you rang. Captain Stavrakis told us there'd been a mess-up. I'm sorry.
No, I can't be helped.
Mikos is very anxious that you stay with us again tonight.
Well, I don't think so. Thanks, Becky. It's better if I hang around here, then I can get moving as soon as the clearance comes through. Well,
just as you like. But listen, Nick.
Yeah?
We were going to take the boat out this afternoon, you know, for a swim and a picnic and a general laze. Do come with us.
Yeah, well, yes, all right, I'd like that.
And, Nick, you don't think you could convince Candy to come along as well, do
Candy?
You?
Candy?
Yes, the thing is, I know how she felt about Steve. She must be going through hell at the moment. Well, we both like to help her if we can.
All right. Yeah, I'll ask her, but, well, I can imagine what she'll say.
You kidding? You couldn't pay me to stay away.
What do you think you're going to find on the yacht? Evidence of corrupt sexual practices?
Maybe.
Even if you did, what would that prove?
Listen, now that I've got my head straight, I've been thinking. Maybe Steve never left them that night. Maybe they all went down to the boat, and maybe there was a fight, and Steve got banged on the head.
And then what did they do? Slip him overboard?
Why not?
So now we're looking for bloodstains.
What did they do to you out there? Give you a lobotomy? Come on, you were the one that wasn't happy about Steve's death.
Yeah, but that was before I knew...
Before you knew who he was with that night.
Yes.
And of course, no nice, respectable old friends of yours would ever do anything bad.
That isn't anything.
And do nice, respectable friends of yours screw around with other people's guys? You're so goddamn English. You know what I think's bugging you? I don't think you give a damn what we find on that yacht. I think you're embarrassed in case she and I scratch each other's eyes out.
What are you thinking about?
Nothing.
He said guiltily. Oh, don't worry, she's fast asleep for a little bit. I must say, it was all a lot less fraught than it might have been.
Well, when you and Mikos turn on the full charm, who could possibly resist?
Who, indeed. So, what were you thinking about?
If you really must know, I was thinking about other times when you and I used to lie out in the sun together.
Poor old Nick.
Thanks a lot.
You still don't really know what you want from people, do you?
I think I want...
I've opened half a dozen bottles.
Save going up and down.
Shh, Candy's asleep.
Oh.
No, I'm not. Oh, is there some wine for me, Nikos?
There is wine for everybody, as much as you wish.
I love your boat.
Thank you.
Steve loved it, too. He was always talking about it.
Steve?
Steve was never on the boat, was he, Mikos?
As far as I know, never. Thank you.
Well, I don't see how he could have done it without you knowing about it.
He was... Oh, that's true. He did often speak of it. He wanted to sail across to Libya and picnic on the beach. I had to explain to him that people such as myself are no longer welcome visitors in Libya.
Oh, that must be what you're thinking of.
No. No, I'm sure he said he'd been out on it a couple of times.
I can't see how or when. Mikos?
No, perhaps he was teasing you.
He was like that sometimes, wasn't he, Nick?
Yeah, sometimes. It seems such a silly little thing to lie about, huh?
Oh, well, it can hardly be said to be a matter of importance, can it? I shall swim. I think. Nick, how about you?
Not just now. I'm too comfortable.
Ladies?
You carry on, darling. We'll just lie here and be impressed.
So, you two had a thing going, huh?
Yes, years ago, before I was married, and Mikos knew all about it.
You never told me you knew her that well.
I didn't think it was relevant.
I didn't think it was relevant. You people really stick together.
What do you mean, you people? I'm not one of your precious rich people.
No, you're worse. You're one of their goddamn lapdogs. You and Steve both.
Now listen, you.
Look, Candy, can't we just get all this sorted out? I'm sorry about what happened between me and Steve. I mean, I'm sorry it upset you so much. But I can hardly have been the first.
Hell no, lady. You were the 101st.
Well, then, why have you got it in for me? Is it because he went on coming back?
I think I'll take a swim after all. You two have a nice talk about old times.
I thought it had all been a little too easy.
Well, I suppose it was finding out about us. She thinks we're ganging up on her.
Oh, rubbish. She can't really believe we had anything to do with Steve's death.
Oh, yes, she can.
What about you?
Well, you know those weird dreams you have sometimes when people from totally disconnected stages of your life all turn up in the same scene? And when you wake up, you laugh about it. Huh? Well, deep down inside, you know it's not just some random joke, that your subconscious is actually putting these people into the same dream to try and tell you something.
I think it would have to be a pretty cruel god to let Steve drown just to provide you with a bit of psychological insight.
Pretty cruel, yeah. Listen. Becky. Becky.
Don't. You had your chance last night.
Oh, yes. Great chance. Keep your mouth shut and you can have what you like. I haven't quite sunk that low.
Nick.
Candy?
Help!
What's going on? What the hell is happening?
Wait, Nick! Come back here! It's all right. Mikos is with her. Mikos!
I'm coming!
She is perfectly all right.
What happened? Nothing. She was swimming. Then she started to splash about and cry out. I went to her, tried to calm her. She must have panicked.
Oh!
Yeah, you better drink this.
No, I don't want your goddamn drink.
Oh, for God's sake.
He tried to kill me.
That is quite absurd.
Listen, I wasn't splashing or anything. I was fine until he came over and started pushing me under.
Don't talk nonsense, child. Nick, you saw what happened.
I didn't see anything. Why would she make up something like that?
Because she's a hysterical little junkie who wants to draw attention to herself. Because she hates us and wants to make trouble for us. Surely even you can see that.
Oh, he can see it. He can see, all right. He knows what you did to Steve. You hot-pants rich bitch, he knows. Oh.
I don't think I'd do that again if I were you, Mikos.
Don't you, Nick? How would you stop me, I wonder?
I see. It's your boat.
That's right. My boat. And on my boat, only I decide what I may and may not do.
I simply employed the time-honored method of dealing with a hysteric. And it seems to have proved most effective. Now I will tell you what we will do. We will return to the mainland, and none of us will ever mention this child's ridiculous allegations again. Is that clear? Candy?
Yes.
Nick? Good. Then I will go and give the orders.
You don't believe me, do you?
I think maybe you made a mistake.
How can you make a mistake about something like
but
that?
Why should he want to kill you?
To shut me up. To make sure I kept my mouth shut about what happened to Steve.
Well, right under my nose.
Or was I supposed to be next on the list?
Maybe he figured he could trust you to keep your mouth shut anyway.
It's too risky, even for double money.
Shh, keep quiet.
That didn't stop you coming the other time.
The luck has to run out sometime, and I don't fancy spending 10 years in a Libyan jail.
He won't like it.
You think I'm going to tell him? I've just got a funny feeling I'm going to go down with stomach cramps tonight.
Oh, yeah. 100 drachma says you're here at midnight, same as the rest of us.
Well, that rather rules out your theory of merry jaunts to Morocco for fun and games.
Okay, so there was something else going on.
Yeah, like what? Why the hell does Mikos need to go sneaking off to Libya in the middle of the night? And what did Steve have to do with it?
Steve and I were in Libya for a month.
Doing what?
Steve was on one of his Love the Poor kicks. We just drifted around the peasants, bumming food and a piece of the floor.
You didn't come into contact with anybody likely to be of interest to Mikos?
No, I told you. Every so often, Steve would drag me off to look at some of his precious goddamn ruins. But he was always doing that. That was all.
Right, let's settle this once and for all. Somehow or other, I'm going to get myself back on this boat tonight and find out exactly what Steve and Mikos were up to. If I find something, I'm going to pass it on to Stavrakis. If I don't, then that's it.
What do you mean, that's it?
I mean Steve drowned by accident, and that's it. Okay?
Just so they don't find you floating in the bay tomorrow morning.
Any sign of them?
Not yet, sir, no. But we're a couple of minutes early.
Make the signal anyway. We don't want to hang about a minute longer than we have to.
Make the signal.
Right. No response.
As I say, sir, we are early.
Make the signal again.
It might be best to wait a few minutes, sir.
Yes, all right. I'll just...
There they are. Give the response. Right. They're on their way.
Can you see them yet?
Not yet, sir, no. Wait. Yes. Yes, I can just make out their rowing boat.
Have they got it?
I really can't tell, sir. They're still too far away.
Give me the glasses.
Yes. Yes, they've got it.
Come on, we better go down and meet them.
Again.
Yes, yes, I hope so too.
Not in this life, if I can help it.
Shall we head back, sir?
Yes, quick as you like. I'll be in my cabin if you need me.
Who's there? Dmitri, is that you?
And just what are you doing here?
Yes, what is it?
Through there, don't.
Nick.
I found him hiding behind one of the hatchways.
Nick? What does this mean?
Well, you tell me, Mikos. I'm a stranger here myself.
All right, Yanis. You'd better go.
Maybe I'd better not.
It's all right. Mr. Hollister is a friend of mine.
I said you can go.
So, Nick, you can explain this, I imagine.
I can explain, yes. I had an overwhelming need to know why you were taking midnight boat trips to the coast of Libya. Now you explain.
I cannot imagine that I am under any obligation to justify any of my activities
to you. All right, then. Explain it to Stavrakis.
What?
And at the same time, you can explain about what happened to Candy this afternoon and about what happened to Steve.
Nick, you're being absurd. I am engaged, I admit it, in a mildly illicit business transaction. Certainly nothing to justify the use of violence, even if I were capable of it.
What's under that cloth?
Nothing that concerns you?
All right, Mikos. The way I see it, there are two possibilities. Either you did do something to Steve, in which case there's no point pretending that the same thing isn't going to happen to me, or you didn't, in which case the only way you can stop me going to Stavrakis is to tell me exactly what's going on. So either way, you've got nothing to lose by showing me what's under that cloth.
Very well. There.
Is it not every bit as beautiful as you imagined?
Is it really what I think it is?
Oh, yes. The head of Artemis. I have done tests which prove it conclusively. Although from the moment I saw it, I was never in any doubt.
But how did you find it? Ah. You didn't find it, did you? Steve did.
Yes. You are hippie cousin.
The amateur succeeds where the professionals don't know how to start looking.
What? You think he went assiduously searching and his efforts were finally unjustly rewarded? He came upon it by accident in the gardens of a wealthy Libyan businessman, standing on a half-sunken plinth almost overgrown with vegetation. There were many such artifacts in the garden. The fat Libyan knew nothing of their history, of their value, and cared less.
Steve knew.
Not what it really was, only its period, and that it had a certain rarity. It was I who guessed its true worth.
I can remember now, sitting across the table as he described it to me. The suspicion, the excitement, slowly surging up inside
me. So that's the reason for the mysterious trip.
Of course. The first time to check on the probability, the second time to make it a certainty. And, of course, there were certain negotiations.
Now imagine the fat Libyan drove a hard bargain.
Hard enough, but worth every penny.
Well, the museum is going to be very pleased with you.
But aren't you going to have a bit of a time explaining how you got it? Don't you think the Libyans might make a bit of a fuss about the rightful possession?
You are going to give it to the museum. You're not just going to stick it in your wine cellar and gloat over it.
Of course not. Do you think I'm a Philistine?
Well, then how...
Ah, I see, I see.
What do you see?
I know where this is going to turn up. Nestling in the middle of a pile of relics behind a fall of rocks in a cave halfway up a mountain. You set the whole thing up. There aren't any relics. All there was the coin the peasant found. You put the sword and the statuette there yourself to be evidence in your wonderful piece of reconstruction. Of course, it's so much better this way. Because after all, it was Steve who found it. All you were was some high-class middleman whose only contribution was the fact that his father was rich enough to pay whatever price the Libyan asked. But this way, you're the brilliant archaeologist who pieces it all together from one tiny little clue, dreams up the theory of the hidden store, traces it to its location, opens up the wall, and surprise, surprise, there it is, the head of Artemis. That's really one in the eye for Katrina and your father's ghost.
It is very easy to sneer, Nick. You don't know what it is like to be reminded day after day that you are not the man your father was. That the best you can say for yourself is that you are competently managing an empire that he built from nothing with his own hands. And in the one area you truly care about, to be regarded as no more than an amateur.
Nobody ever thought of you as...
Oh, yes, yes, Nick, a competent amateur. Like your cousin. Without my father's money to invest in other men's efforts, who would have even heard my name at all?
Oh, come on. You might have squandered all that money on all kinds of rubbish. At least you put it to some good.
You don't understand.
No, I don't. But what do you think you're going to achieve this way? Honor? Glory? When all the time you know that it's a cheat? You've really given up, Mikos. You've really admitted once and for all that you can't beat your father in a fair fight.
There is really no point in discussing
it. No. Just as I suppose there wasn't any point in discussing it with Steve.
What?
But what was the problem? Wouldn't he go along with it? Or couldn't you bear to have someone around you knowing your secret who wasn't permanently on your payroll? Yeah, after all, it was two birds with one stone, wasn't it?
What are you talking about?
Well, getting rid of the threat to your clever little plot and your wife's lover all in one go...
Wife's lover?
Ah, that must have done wonders for your ego.
What are you saying? Are you saying that something was happening between Becky and your cousin?
Something?
You are telling lies, Nick.
My God. I thought you knew all about it.
You should not tell lies. Telling lies can be very dangerous.
Mikos? You can't explain a bullet hole the way you can a bang on the head.
All you must do is admit that you are not telling the truth.
You are angry for me for what I have done, and you wanted to hurt me. That is the truth, isn't it?
For God's sake, she said you knew all about it.
You are telling lies, Nick.
All right, yes, maybe. But I don't know. For God's sake, Mikos, I'm only saying what she told me. Mikos, don't.
Is anything wrong, sir?
Nick, wait. Come back. Nick. Nick, I was just angry for a moment. Don't be a fool. We're miles from land. You would certainly drown. At least I'll be alive when I hit the water. Nick!
Not like Nick, Steve.
Listen to me. I promise you, Nick, don't jump.
Mr. Hollister? Mr. Hollister?
What?
It's all right. You're safe. This is a police lodge.
What's happening?
We reached you just in time, I should say. You have been very foolish, Mr. Hollister. You should have been honest with me.
I don't understand. What are you doing here?
It became apparent from your behavior that you had some suspicions regarding Petridis' involvement with your cousin's death. So I made arrangements that an eye should be kept on him as well.
As well?
We have been keeping a friendly eye on you ever since your arrival, Mr. Hollister. You were seen to board the yacht. And then, a little later, Petridis himself went aboard and the boat put out to sea. I thought it advisable to follow, at a discreet distance, of course. So discreet that we lost you on the outward voyage and only came across the boat by chance as it was making its return journey.
Yes, lucky for me you did.
Quite. I should perhaps say that the only reason we found it was that Mr. Petridis had ordered the captain to make a continuous sweep of the area in a desperate attempt to find you.
Really?
Yes. I saw the head, of course. Oh, it is truly magnificent. But it is still hard for me to say Petridis was engaged in anything that could be truly described as illegal.
Well, I think... I can't prove it, but he more or less admitted it, that he was planning a very clever fraud. Well, for all I know, it isn't even a criminal fraud. But if it was exposed, it could have made him a laughingstock.
I see. And this, you think, was enough for him to have killed your cousin?
I don't know what I think anymore.
Perhaps you had better explain it to me, this fraud.
Becky, wait!
No. Becky, have they charged him with anything?
Don't touch me. Haven't you done enough?
You can't blame me for this, for God's sake.
Oh, can't I?
Have they charged him?
They're holding him on some immigration or customs business, as far as I can make out. But of course, what they're really trying to do is frame him for Steve's death. That's your doing, I imagine.
It's not my doing, Becky. Whatever happened, happened before I came here. You can't blame me for that.
He doesn't believe me, of course.
What?
About Steve and I, that there was nothing between us.
Why should he believe you?
Because it's true.
But you said...
I knew Mikos and Steve were up to something. I didn't know what, but I knew it wasn't something they wanted talked about. Then Steve died, and you came saying the police thought it was murder. And I was frightened that it might have something to do with whatever they were up to. I didn't want them suddenly asking too many questions about why a respectable businessman would spend so much time entertaining a penniless hippie.
So you thought you'd give them a more acceptable explanation?
People are always ready to believe something like that. I thought if I convinced you and convinced you that Mikos didn't mind about
it... You told me not to tell Stavrakis.
Yes.
Oh, thanks very much. And what about the offer you made me last night? All part of the same bluff.
Yes. I thought you'd turn me down, but...
What if I hadn't? You really love him, don't you?
Yes. I didn't at first, of course. But he's an easy man to love when you've lived with him for a little while. And now he doesn't believe me. He says he does. But I can see in his eyes that he doesn't believe me. Why did you have to come, Nick? Why the hell couldn't you stay where you belong?
Andy! Andy!
Hi, Nicky!
Andy. I thought you'd given that stuff up.
Oh, sure, but that was before.
Before what?
Before you stuck it to them. Now I'm celebrating. You want to join me?
No, no, thank you.
You really stuck it to them good, didn't you, Nicky? They stuck it to Steve and me, and you stuck it to them. Have you seen her?
Yes, for a minute.
I bet that superior smile of hers isn't so goddamn superior anymore, right?
She wasn't smiling.
No, I'll bet she wasn't smiling. Hey, come on, Nicky. Come and snort some of this, and then we can have a little fun.
Candy.
Don't you want to have a little fun?
Listen, Candy. I haven't told Stavrakis about what happened on the boat yesterday.
Huh? What happened on the boat yesterday?
Well, Mikos tried to drown you. Remember?
Oh, that.
Yes, that. So, the best thing would probably be if you went to Stavrakis yourself and made some kind of formal complaint.
Screw him. Let him do his own work.
I thought you were mad keen to avenge Steve. Up till now, you've hardly thought about anything else.
It'd be my word against Mikos's anyway. They'd never believe me.
Did he try to drown you, Candy?
Yeah, I told you.
Yeah, I know you told me, but is it true?
Yeah, I guess so.
You guess?
I don't know. It all happened so quick. I was stoned.
No, you weren't.
I don't know, okay? I don't know. Listen, you were in their pocket like everybody else. I had to do something to make you believe me. Come on. Don't be mad at me. You should be pleased. It made you go and find out.
Yeah, find out what? The poor old Mikos was so eaten up by being compared with his father all the time that he had to indulge himself in some pathetic fraud to give himself a little stature.
Yeah, right. And that he killed Steve to keep him quiet.
Now, I don't buy that, Candy. And I bet Stavrakis doesn't either. There were too many other people who knew about it. Much better to keep Steve quiet the way he kept them quiet, with his checkbook.
Okay, so he killed him because he was knocking off his old lady.
No, he didn't.
Oh, you know that, do you?
Last night on the boat, when I put it to him about Steve and Rebecca, he was so shocked and angry that he bloody nearly killed me. I'd stake my life. It was the first time that the thought had even crossed his mind.
All right, then it was her.
How are you going to convince me of that? Pay her a quick visit and then tell me she tried to poison you.
I'm telling
you
that
she didn't have any reason, Candy. She never let Steve so much as touch her.
My God, you believe that?
Yes, I believe that. The way she told it to me, I didn't have any other choice.
Look, they were doing it night after night
no,
after night.
Candy. Steve just kept going there to fix things with Mikos.
They were doing it. They were. That bitch has got you all so you can't see straight.
How do you know they were doing it? Did you see them?
No, I...
No, because there wasn't anything to see.
I know because he told me. He told me everything.
When? When did he tell you?
I woke up real early that morning. Real early, just as the sun came up. Steve wasn't there. He hadn't been there all night. So I knew where he had been. I knew he'd been lying to me when he said there wasn't anything between them. So then, I was real mad. I ran down to the beach. I think I was going to grab a car and drive out to the villa and catch them at it. Only, when I got to the beach, he was out there, floating around in the bay.
Floating?
No, on one of these, what do you call them, kayaks. Kind of two floats with a wooden seat and you steer them with a paddle. There he was, lying on his back in the middle of the bay, staring up at the sun. I called out that I wanted to talk to him, but he didn't answer. He just went on lying there, soaking up the sun. So I took my things off and swam out to him. Steve?
Oh, keep it down, will you, sweetie? I feel like death.
Do you? I wonder why. Come on, move over.
No.
What?
There isn't room.
What do you mean, there isn't room? We've done it lots of times.
There's room if you both sit up, but I don't want to sit up. I just want to lie here and sunbathe, so there isn't room.
Come on, Steve. Move over.
Go away, will you, Candy?
The hell I will. I'm coming on.
Oh, all right, but don't turn the thing over. Oh, God, you're getting fat.
Oh, am I?
Yes, you are.
Where were you last night?
You know where I was last night.
That was one hell of a long supper party.
That's right. That was one hell of a long supper party. That's why I'm lying here trying to recover.
How's Mikas?
He's fine. He's fine. He sent you his love.
Oh, yeah? And Rebecca? Did she send me her love, too?
I really don't remember.
No, I'll bet you
don't. Oh, for God's sake, Candy, if you have to be here, all right, but keep that nasal Yankee whine down to the minimum, will you?
So, I have a nasal Yankee whine. And I'm getting fat. Right? Right, Stevie?
Just leave it alone, would you?
You are screwing her, aren't you? Steve?
Well, what do you think?
You bastard. You said you weren't.
I just wanted to keep you happy.
Bastard?
Oh, come on. What do you care? I must have laid 50 people since we were together.
Yes, but I was always there. You weren't shutting me out.
Would you like me to see if I can arrange a threesome sometime?
No.
No, I didn't think so.
What do you mean?
Well, you wouldn't exactly come off very well out of the comparison, would you?
Don't, Stevie.
I mean, let's see. Let's itemize it, shall we? I mean, you're fat. She's as slim as a statue. You have a nasal whine. Her voice is warm and cultured and exciting. And above all, you are a little girl who never wants to grow up, and she's a mature, experienced woman of the world.
Don't!
And I mean experience, sweetie. I mean the things I could show you. Not that there'd be any point. I mean, that sort of thing's instinctive, isn't it? You've either got it or you haven't.
You!
I! Oh, God, you are a pain, Candy. You really are a pain.
Go away!
Come on, get off that damn thing.
No! You get off. You get off. Now, you can swim back. You swim back. You can drown for all I care. I didn't look back till I was nearly at the shore. Then, he wasn't there. He wasn't anywhere. I didn't even think I'd hit him. I thought I'd just pushed him. I thought I just pushed him away.
I've forgotten how cruel Steve could be, just for the hell of it. Just because he had a hangover and wanted to take it out on the nearest person handy. But why try and pin it on Becky, for God's sake?
Because it was her fault. I didn't want to hurt him. If she'd just kept her hands off him, none of it would have happened.
But they didn't do anything, Candy. He was just trying to hurt you.
No, it's true. He told me. Nick?
Yes?
Don't tell my daddy. Will you?
There we are, Mr. Hollister. Everything is finally in order.
Thank you. Tell me, was there ever any genuine reason for the delay?
No, I'm sorry. But I hate questions unanswered. And it soon became clear that you were an excellent catalyst.
What will happen to her?
Oh, very little, I should imagine. Her father is flying here immediately with a veritable army of lawyers. And, of course, he is extremely wealthy. That amuses you?
Not a lot. What about Mikas?
He has returned home. It is doubtful whether he has broken any major laws, and no one is very anxious to make unnecessary difficulties.
He, too, being extremely wealthy.
I don't imagine things are very different in your country.
Not in the least, I shouldn't think. Well, I suppose all I can do now is to take Steve home. Oh, it's not true, you know.
Hmm?
I'm not a catalyst. I don't make things happen. Everything that really mattered happened before I got here. In fact, everything always happens before I get there.
Mr. Hollister, I don't think you like yourself very much.
No. Not much.
In The Gorgeous Triangle by Rod Beecham, the cast was Nick Hollister, Patrick Moore.